You are listening to episode 51 of the Sunday Shakeout, featuring a review of Seattle Prep State Championship for Cross Country. Hello and welcome to the Sunday Shakeout. I am your host, Nicholas. This episode features a review of the Washington State High School Cross Country Championship, where my team, Seattle Prep, was crowned state champs. I'll be delving into the team's season leading up to state, the experience of being at the state championship itself and being on a state championship quality team, and finally, some of my closing thoughts on my team of the season in general and on, you know, some lessons learned about this season and about state in general. If you're new to the Sunday Shakeout, let me give you a quick rundown. This show is your go-to source for in-depth training analysis, viable training tips, unbiased and reliable physiology and science, and so much more. Whether you're a beginner runner taking your first strides or an experienced runner aiming for new heights, the Sunday Shakeout provides you with the information you need to run faster, stay injury-free, and most importantly, stay happy on your running journey. This episode is pretty self-explanatory, so let's lace up those shoes, hit the road, and dive into the world of Washington State High School Cross Country Championships. Without further ado, please enjoy my splendid review. So, yeah, Seattle Prep, state champs, pretty incredible. I'm honestly so lucky to be on a team this good. A team that has now won back-to-back state cross-country championships. I'm just a freshman, and so back last year before my time at prep, they won state, so going back-to-back is pretty dang cool. There haven't been many teams who have done that before in Washington State, gone back-to-back, so I'm just lucky and thankful that I'm on this team. Obviously, I'm a freshman, and I'm not on the varsity squad, but we have a very, very talented group of guys. I love my guys. I love the team culture we carry. I love that everybody on the team, no matter if you're the fastest guy getting third overall at state, or if you're the slowest guy on the team struggling to do good at metros, no matter who you are, where you are, you have a place on the team. And that is what I love so much about Seattle Prep Cross Country. Everyone is valued. And I don't mean like throw shade on other sports, but football, for example. My buddy Kyle might be on the bench for the entire season, the entire football season, and he might never get to play if he does football. Sure, he gets to go to the practices with the team and all that, but he never gets to play football. He is just sitting on the bench the whole season. Only the players with the best talent and the best skill and the best experience overall, those are the players who get to play. But in cross country, you get to race and compete no matter your talent or skill level, your background, how fast you are, how many miles you run. You get to race, you get to compete. Now, I'm not saying that the coach is going to race you if you don't put in the work. But no matter how fast you are, if you put in the work and become a culture guy, as Coach Walker puts it, then you get to race and compete. That is what is so special about cross country and running in general. Because if you think about it, if you look at like a marathon field, you might have people who can run 4-hour marathons, and you might also have people who can run 2-hour marathons. But the thing they all share is a love for running, and they all want to become the best runners that they can become, no matter their talent or their skill level. Running is a sport that everybody can share and everybody can do for the rest of their life. It's not like football, where after high school or college, if you're good, well, after your career's over, either in high school or college, your football years are pretty much over. And then what are you going to do after that? Are you just going to get out of shape, sit on the couch? And then even if you do go to the NFL and maybe you do have a successful career, you retire from the NFL in your 30s and maybe your 40s if you're like Tom Brady. But then after you retire, what's next? I mean, you can't just go play football like recreationally. I mean, you're tired, you're retired, like likely your body is like flat Stanley. So, you know, most sports when you retire or when your sports days are over, there's really no going back. But with running, even if high school is the last time you rep a jersey for the team, you can still run, and you can still get it faster into your 20s, 30s, and even 40s for some. And then after your 40s, you can still be a great runner. You can keep adding to your aerobic capacity forever. And that is a key topic that is talked about in the book Training for an Uphill Athlete. you can still keep adding to your endurance or your aerobic capacity in many different facets for as long as you live. Of course, nobody's going to be running marathon PRs at the age of 80 because, of course, other parts of your body start breaking down. But you get the message. Running is a special sport in that you can always participate and work hard and run, no matter your age or your talent level. Everybody can enjoy this sport for as long as they want, and even some of the pro runners who retire can still run today, or they still run today. Like Meb Keflezighi, for example, who is a 3-time U.S. Olympian in the marathon, and he's also a U.S. marathon medalist. He still runs for the joy of running, even though he has retired years ago. And so, you know, that's the main message. You can keep running, and running is just overall a really special sport. And so for the team, for me, I think that the whole season overall has been pretty good. There have been a few bumps in the road for the team, like, you know, at the Bob Furman meet, which they took the top 12 guys to this really good cross-country meet with a whole bunch of good teams around the region. And the team didn't do so well, admittedly. After the first mile, the team basically fell off a cliff. I mean, we all went out like way too fast. But then, you know, after that meet, we bounced back at the Nike Hole in the Wall meet, finishing fourth. I think it was fourth. And we were only finishing fourth behind great teams, like out of the state, like Coeur d'Alene, Jesuit, Anacortes. Those are teams that are nationally ranked. And so to be finishing right behind them is quite good status right there. And so, obviously, because of that, we started to really trend in the right direction after Nike Hole in the Wall. That was like maybe 4 weeks ago. And, you know, Coach Walker, which is our cross-country coach, he always talks about how all of his athletes always peak at the end of the season. That is what he always says. And so, going into the final few league meets, we checked a whole bunch of boxes. In one of the league meets, Coach Walker even pulled out the top 5 or top 7 guys, I forgot what it was. But he pulled out the top guys so that they could do a workout earlier in the week and not be super tired for the race and not be like overtraining themselves. So we took out the top 5 or top 7 guys, and yet we still won the meet without our top guys, and we won it by a good margin. And I was also getting better too. Overall for me, the season was not at all great, it was pretty mediocre. I didn't really get anywhere close to my 5K PR, but I was getting better as the season progressed. I started with a 19:42, and then a 19:38, and then a 19:32 at Hole in the Wall on a day where most of the guys in the race did not get anywhere close to their personal best. And then I made a big jump, I ran 19:19, and then at the Metro Championships, I ran 19:10. And Metro Championships, that was a really special day. The team got the dub. We were going up against our rival schools, Bishop Blanchet, and a whole bunch of other schools. On the varsity side, we went 2, 3, 4, 6, and 8. And of course, we won that race. But then the JV race is something that I really want to talk about here. Because on the JV race, we went crazy. We went 1, 2, 3, 5, and 8. And that is insane because it shows that we have a lot of depth on the JV squad, and it also shows, you know, some of our seniors are like 5 of our seniors are in the top 7, and or was it 3 or actually might be like 3, but anyway, a lot of our seniors are in the top 7, and so when they graduate from Seattle Prep, we need to be able to have some guys on the JV team who can really step up and carry the torch in the future. And I think the JV race for Metro Championships really did prove that. Going 1, 2, 3, 5, 8 at a JV Metro Championships race, that is a big deal. And it really shows that we can progress really well in the next few years. We can bring up some of those JV guys and still have a really, really, really solid varsity squad. So that's pretty crazy. But overall, of course, we got the dub. We won Metro, beating our rival school, Bishop Blanchet. And at this point, we felt like we were on fire as a team. And so, while I wasn't at the meet, our varsity squad won the district meet. I think we're District 5 or something like that in the state of Washington. And so, we won the district meet, and that advanced us to the state meet. Oh yes, state cross country. Before yesterday, I've never ever gone to a state cross country meet, but I really love the energy. We'll talk about it here, but it was a pretty rainy day in Pasco, Washington. That's where they hosted the WIAA State Cross Country Championships. It was by no means good conditions. My mom drove my friend Andre and I to the meet. Andre's also a freshman. He ran like 2014 earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken. So he's pretty good. You know, on our team, if you run 2014, you're by no means at the top. Like, I'm like 16th on the team and I ran like 19:10. Andre must be like 20th. So it's really, really hard to be good on my team. But overall, it was a really, really long 3.5 hour car ride from my neighborhood in Seattle. And my legs, admittedly, they fell asleep several times. But even though the car ride was really long, I overall thought that like the scenery of the ride was really nice, you know, with the mountains, the Columbia River, all that stuff. And so along the way, about halfway, we stopped at a Subway. And, you know, because, you know, Subway is where it's at, I had a meatball sub. And since today is the last day of my return from running, you know, I'm allowed to have a little, or sorry, today is the last day from, you know, my break from running, which I have at the end of every training cycle. Because it's my break, I'm allowed to have a little bit of Subway. All right, give me a break. And so I had my meatball sub. I enjoyed it. I knew that, like, I haven't been to Subway in actually a year, so it's kind of funny. But, you know, I like Subway a lot. And so we continued on the road, and after what seemed like an eternity, we finally arrived at the meet. The meet was on a manicured golf course that was actually right next to an airport, the Tri-Cities Airport. And the funny thing is, my mom used to fly for Horizon Airlines, and so there was this hotel that's right next to the airport, actually right next to the golf course. It's nothing special, probably like a 2-star hotel. And it was funny because everything came full circle. We parked in the parking lot that of the hotel that my mom stayed at hundreds of times. It really does show that, like, I guess everything is connected in life, you know, like, times from, like, 10 years ago can sometimes pop up 10 years later. It's kind of funny how that works. But we arrived at the meet, we arrived in the parking lot, we walked in, and, you know, it wasn't raining right at that moment. Like, my friend Andre and I, we probably arrived at, like, I'd say, like, 1:30, 1 o'clock, somewhere around there. Yeah, 1:30, that sounds about right. So we arrived at 1:30, race is at 2:30. And it wasn't raining right at the moment, but let me tell you, the atmosphere at the meet was absolutely electric. There were masses of people, teams, families, all there to enjoy the sport, and it just felt special to be a part of such a tight-knit community. And so Andre and I, we bought our $11 tickets, and we went into the meet. And maybe it took us about 3 to 5 minutes to find our team tent, and at that point, my teammates that were racing were already warming up. But there were a ton of guys that were already at the meet by the tent. And so, you know, it was pre-race, masses of people around, all of us goofing around, chatting around. And for some reason, I don't know why, I'm wearing my white Adidas shoes to the muddy race. You know, I'm a spectator, but I don't even know why I ever did that. Like, wear my white Adidas shoes to a muddy race. You know, my friends call me a dapper guy, you know? I feel like I gotta live that up to that every single day. And so, you know, there were a lot of shenanigans going on. You know, we had some shaved ice that some of my teammates got. And, you know, with shaved ice, they had the shaved ice machine. And with shaved ice, you put, like, syrup on your shaved ice, and that's what gives it all of its flavor. And so there were some shenanigans definitely going on there.
Let's try drinking syrup.
It's a lot of syrup, but...
Yeah. I'm just getting some clips, you know? Yeah, it was a little rowdy. With about 10 minutes until the gun went off at 2:30, we all camped out a spot to cheer. And it was kind of near the start line. And overall, there was just this feeling in the air. It was just big feeling of anticipation. Everyone was nervous. All the spectators were nervous. I can't even imagine how the runners were feeling on the start line. But honestly, it just felt like a war zone because just with how intense the atmosphere felt. Every team like had their own bubble. My guys really didn't interact with guys from the other schools. Not just like the runners, but like my teammates who were cheering on, we didn't really interact at all with the other schools. And so it was really kind of like a war zone. And when the gun went off, that is when the battle really started. The runners crested the initial hill pretty quickly, and of course, it was madness.
Let's go, boys!
Let's go, boys!
Let's go!
Let's go, boys!
Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go, boys!
Once the runners passed by, it was just straight mad dash to the rest of the course. It was insane. Everyone was wanting to cheer on their teams. Dozens, if not hundreds, of names were being shouted. I felt like I was in the eye of a hurricane when I was running to go cheer on my teammates. My boy, Jack Henske, was in the lead pack. He's a senior. He's like a 15-something minute 5K runner. And so overall, it was insane. He was in the lead pack with other big names like Vince Recupero from Blish & Blanchett, Owen Powell from Mercer Island, as well as some other guys that passed by at the mile mark at around 5:01. I was doing everything I could to bring the energy.
Let's go, Jack! Come on!
Jack, go!
Let's go, Jack!
And what made it even more crazy is that all of our top 5 was in the top 30, which is actually pretty incredible if you think about it. Because in cross country, how it works is you have 7 varsity runners in a race, but 5 of those 7 actually score for the team. And the goal in cross country is to get the lowest possible score, kind of like golf. And so, you know, if we have all top 5 in the top 30 with a race of like hundreds of people, that is pretty insane. And so I personally thought that the race started out a little bit slow, or I wouldn't say slow, but it definitely did not start out fast. It kind of picked up a little bit contrary to some other races, but you know, because some other races in high school cross country, everybody starts out way too fast and then everybody just dies at the end. In this race, it felt like it was a little more even keel. And so at the 2 mile mark, the top guys, which started to spread out a little bit, they hit 10:04 for their 2 mile. And to me, the 2 mile mark in a cross country race is really the worst part of the race. Because at this point in the race, you are really starting to hurt a lot. Yet you are not even really close to finishing the race. So when I think of preparing mentally for a cross country race, I think all about the middle of the race. What am I gonna do when it starts to hurt at the 3K or 2 mile mark of a race? When it starts to really hurt, really call upon your mantras, really start to reinforce who you are and grind through those tough moments. Because if you can win the battle inside your own mind, I mean, because that's what it's all about. It's you versus your mind. If you can win that battle against your own mind, you will be successful. But if you start to give in a little bit, say yes to your mind, say, yes, I'm hurting a little bit. You know, I think I'm going to take my foot off the gas pedal. If you start to lose that battle against your mind, if you become weak and allow the pain to take over, that is when it starts to really fall apart. So I can guarantee you that at the 2 mile mark, everybody was hurting really bad. And then with about 1K to 800 meters to go, that is when the breakaway with Vince Recupero and Owen Powell started to happen. And Jack, sadly, he fell back to fourth a little bit, but that is the point in the race where the champions are crowned. And so Vince and Owen came around the bend with 150 meters to go, and Owen sprinted away from Vince, and everyone is cheering as loud as I could, willing their team to finish. And Jack sprinted to the finish and actually grabbed third overall. Overall, it was just an amazing effort by my guys. 2 guys inside the top 15, all 5 inside the top 30. I was just screaming my eyes out, my heart out, my lungs out.
Come on, Jaden! Let's go, Jaden!
Let's go, Henry! Let's go! Let's go, Henry! Let's go, Nick! Let's go, Henry! Let's go, Wyatt! Let's go, Wyatt! Let's go, Toto! Let's go, Toto! Move up!
What I thought was really special about how all of my guys raced coming to the finish is that all of my guys absolutely sprinted. They were in a mad dash. Overall, no matter where they were in the field, how far back they were, who they were racing, coming to the finish, they were out for blood. Jack Henske went from 4th to 3rd in the last K, and Coach Walker always preaches that prep owns that last K, and we put that on a flow display yesterday. And that is really my mindset, that is really the mindset that you have to have no matter what race you were in. That last 3rd, 4th, 5th, whatever it is of that race, but that last bit, you have to become an animal. Whether it's the last 6 miles of a marathon, the last 400 of a mile race, the last mile of a 5K, whatever it is, you have to become an animal. You have to become a lion that last little bit of the race. And that is what really separates the good from the great runners. And so, you know, Jack sprinted down. I sprinted down to the finishing corral. And about 5 to 10 minutes after we finished the race in the corral, I just knew from that moment that we won because Jack's face just lit up and all of the prep guys let out a howl. It was crazy. But you know what? State champs back to back, baby. And so there was a lot of hugging, big family moments. Everyone was absolutely elated. It was just the sweet culmination of hard work that made this big moment happen. The moments that you didn't want to run. The moments that you decided to go to bed early. The moments that you did your foam rolling, you worked on your hydration, your nutrition, all of that stuff. All of it pays off on the big day, the big dance, race day. And so standing on that podium, we knew that we earned the dub. Every runner pushing the next, even if you didn't score, we all contributed. Oh, and also, I have a funny story. So the varsity guys got interviewed by Runner Wah, which is, you can probably find online. Runner Wah makes content like interviews, photography, all that stuff, like, you know, news reports for like high school cross country and track. And one of my guys, Hudson, shout out to Hudson, by the way, he tried to put in a plug for the Sunday Shakeout. Like he said, like, I think the interview asked him, like, does anybody have anything else to say before I close out the interview? And then, like, people just looked, I think the guys looked at each other, and then Hudson said, listen to the Sunday Shakeout. Unfortunately, though, the interview ended before he got to put in the plug, but great effort, Hudson. Thanks, bud. Thanks for the shout out. One day, hopefully, I can be in the top 7 so that I can put in the plug in myself. Who knows? Maybe I'll get a lot of popularity because of that. That'd be pretty lit. But overall, it was a great team day. The team still has a lot of work to do, though, because as Coach likes to put it, when you take the bus back to campus and you arrive back on campus, it's even keel. You can party and celebrate on the bus, but back on campus, it's even keel. Because next weekend, they have to race at NXR, Nike Cross Nationals in Idaho. And if they do really well, they can go to Nationals, NXN. So they have to be able to go back to square one mentally and go have a chip on their shoulder, put in the work this week so that they can be successful at NXR. And that is the way all champions think. Michael Phelps has said that when he was at the Olympics swimming 6, 7, 8 events, when he gets gold in his first events, he just has to throw that out of the back of his mind. He can't be thinking about that because he has a whole plethora of events that he has to swim still left in the games. Champions overall, they learn how to compartmentalize what they are doing, and they take things step by step down the road to greatness. That is one of the key takeaways from this episode. Another one is that overall hard work really pays off. I mean, it's really that simple, guys. If you can just keep showing up, keep coming back day after day, like doing everything to the best of your abilities, keeping that great discipline, then when race day comes around, things won't be like, you know, things, while they won't be easy, you will definitely perform really, really well. And also, if you do work hard, if you do put in the work, then if something, one thing small bad happens on race day, whether it's a stomach ache, bad weather, something along those lines, if something small happens, you know, it won't completely wreck your day, especially if you put in the work. But if you don't put in the work, then, you know, one small thing can really wreck your day. But overall, you really need to put in the work. That is how you're going to be successful. Thank you for listening to episode 51 of the Sunday Shakeout. I hope you all really enjoyed this episode, because I sure did. Shout out to all those people who are listening to this episode and they ran at state yesterday. Or shout out to all those high school runners out there. You know, it's just high school in general, high school parents, anybody who is affiliated with high school cross country, shout out to them. Good luck in your future endeavors. Good luck in your future meets, your training, whatever you got going on. Hope everything is going really well. Hope you did well at state yesterday. Shout out to all my prep guys too. These guys are the ones who have supported me all this podcast journey, as well as you guys, the listeners. So thank you all so, so much. If you enjoyed this episode of the Sunday Shakeout, please consider following or subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I'd also greatly appreciate a review in Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. I hope you all really enjoy your day. You know, if you have any questions regarding anything running, feel free to reach out to me at thesundayshakeout@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as humanly possible, like faster than Usain Bolt, faster than Vince Recupero or Owen Powell or any of those runners. I'll be super fast. And overall, you know, I think that I love my team so much. I can't wait to see what's ahead. I personally have had a pretty rough season. It's been by no means good, but this season I'm looking for redemption. I'm looking to get back what I deserve, or not what I deserve, because I don't think I deserve anything, but get back what I want, work to where I want to be and not be interrupted. So that's the big thing. But overall, hope everybody enjoys their day, and peace out. This is the Sunday Shakeout.